does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800. New roof.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell batteries. We are the battery gold standard. Advance is the only place you can buy AutoCraft Gold batteries with patented power frame technology engineered for longer battery life. With all the cold weather, don't forget to stop by Advance Auto Parts to have your battery tested for free. Need a new one? Advance will install it free. That ain't fool's gold. That's battery gold. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Most vehicles, most locations, see store for details.
Saving money never tasted so good. The $2, $4, $6, $8 value menu has 16 unbelievably delicious deals. Only at Denny's.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
You dirty rats need to just direct your feet.
Just direct your
dirty
feet.
Dirty rats. Go to the sunny side of the street, you dirty rats.
Can you?
Hey, dirty rats, can you get a bit of pat? Dirty rats.
And that happy tune is your step.
Yeah, dirty rats, go to the your feet.
Life can be so sweet.
You dirty rats.
On sunny side of the street. I used to.
See, I know what you're doing.
What?
You're deliberately not saying, hey, who is that?
Who is that? I actually just hung up the phone.
Don't worry, folks. Oh. This show will be over before you know it.
Well, thank goodness.
You dirty rats. If I never had a sin, you dirty rats, I'd be Richie Rockefeller.
Oh, wait a minute. Who is this?
Timmy Cagney.
Timmy?
Jimmy Cagney's grandson. Those who don't know Jimmy, James Cagney, an old-time actor. That's his grandson, Timmy. You better believe it, you dirty rats.
Thanks, Timmy.
Because they did call him Jimmy Cagney sometimes,
yes,
too.
Yes, they did. Yeah. And that's why he likes to go by Timmy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, here we are. Thursday again. Another week almost gone by. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. All creeds, races, colors, sexual preferences, heights, weights, you're all welcome. Anyone can be AM and the PM. No discrimination here. Welcome to the, what is the date today, 27th?
Yes, 27th.
Why didn't weeks go by this fast when I was in school?
Oh.
Did you notice that?
As soon as you get out of school and as soon as you reach a certain age, all of a sudden.
This is something that you can never explain to somebody who's 18. You just can't explain it.
No.
When a doctor says to me, I'll see you in 2 weeks, the next thing I know, 2 weeks is gone.
Yeah.
I'm back in there again. It's like, but what happened? 2 weeks. When you're in school, and it's...
It felt like a month.
1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you get out of school at 3, you stare at that clock.
Oh, I know.
For 2 hours that seems like 2 months.
It does not move.
And it moves so slow.
It's just not fair, I tell you.
Well, no. It's one day, everybody who's really young will get a lot of stuff they don't get now. And they'll get when people say, where did the time go? Well, that's exactly how you'll feel. Look, my daughter-in-law honestly seems like about 4 months ago that they told us they were going to have a baby. And I thought, 9 months? Now, that seems like an eternity if you're a kid. Next thing we know, we're at the hospital, and here's the baby, and then now he's 8 months old.
I know.
What the heck?
That's unbelievable.
What in the world? Slow down. Slow down, kid. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It's something in your brain, obviously, that that does that.
Did you ever take a trip and then when you drive there, same distance there and back, but for some reason coming back, boom, it went much quicker.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow, it seems like it took half as long to get back as it did to get there.
Yeah.
Just weird stuff like that that you can't explain. And I heard today would be a good, today's Thursday. Today's our wide open day. We can take a lot of calls. We can talk, do whatever we want to do. Well, we do that anyway, but we don't have a segment today. Like you, one day is Dr. Doug. One day, you know, we'll have Jose. Today's the day we just have Evans and Cleveland, and that's kind of it. So we got a lot of time. And I thought something kind of fun to talk about would be because I heard John Carney talking about trying to get, if I heard him right, trying to get into a school called Skidmark College.
What?
I grew Skidmark. Kind of here.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like he said, Skidmark College. Hmm. I could have gotten in that school. And
a lot of guys probably could have. It's an all-guys school, I guess.
Well, yeah. Oh, it has to be, yeah. And so when I heard him talking about that, I thought, you know, every once in a while, I like to address the I wish I could talk to the actual kids who are juniors in high school, because that's about the time you start making a serious decision. Are you going to go to college or not?
Junior.
Or will, that's right, junior. Or will you be able to afford to go to college or not? And if there would be a way to explain to kids and to their parents who are devastated that they don't have the money to send the kid to school. I'd love to hear, let's do this today. I want to hear from, and I'll set it up, I'll tell you my story. I want to hear from those of you who do not have a college degree, and you haven't starved to death. You've done okay. Because some people misconstrue this as saying, well, you don't need to go to college. Well, the truth is, I don't know that you do need to go to college, except for certain professions and certain jobs where you can't get in that company unless you have a college degree. But for the most part, I would say that's true. No, you don't need to go to college. Don't you know, confuse that with my telling people, nobody needs to go to college. There's a difference. I've said before, it's certainly, there's nothing about going to college that can hurt you in the future, in your life. I mean, you're going to learn something. You're probably going to do some other crap too, drink and what, but you will learn. So it's never hurt anybody to have a college degree. But my point is, there are so many people who have done very well who didn't go to college, who I'm sure at 19 thought, oh, man, I'm never going to amount to any, because that's what's drilled into your head by the generation before you. They tell you, oh, you got to have a college degree. Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't. And I'll give you two examples. I'm one example. I don't have a college degree, and I've eaten, you know, fairly well and paid my bills and had cars and, you know, I've done okay. Mike Evans doesn't even have a high school diploma. He didn't graduate from high school. And he wouldn't care if I told you that, because he's mentioned it himself on the air. The guy does not have a high school diploma. And I asked him one time, I said, does it ever bother you that you don't have a high school? He said, no. And he said, here's the other thing. I've never been asked, he said, in all the years in radio, nobody ever said, did you graduate from high school?
Right.
And nobody's ever asked me that. Nobody, not only have they not wanted to see a diploma, they've never even asked if I went to high school. Because there are certain things you can do where if you can do it, do what they want you to do, it didn't make a dime's worth of difference to them if you went to college or not. In fact, I lost a radio job because I had tried to go to college. I was kicked out twice, completely suspended from two different colleges, and I never finished. And I remember I went to get a radio job. It was an FM station, and the guy said, he didn't say, do you have a degree? He said, have you had any college at all? And I said, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I have some college. I went for, you know, off and on a couple of years. He says, I can't. He says, I'll never hire you. That's exactly what he said to me. He says, we're done. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, anytime I interview somebody come to the radio station here to work, if they say they've had any college, I don't want them, because I don't want to undo everything you were told wrong about the radio business. And I know exactly what he was talking about, because there are some things they teach you that aren't really the real world. You know, what that teacher in the classroom told you wasn't necessarily accurate. Yeah, there are certain things that are givens, you know, how this works, how that works. But when you get into the nuts and bolts of the radio business, you only learn it by being in it. And most radio people would rather hire somebody. Look, if you're hiring a brick mason, and you'd rather hire a guy who took a course and studied about it, or do you rather have a guy who's been on 18 construction jobs and he laid some bricks? I'd rather have the guy who can show me, hey, let's drive out here, I'll show you. I put that whole brick wall up. Okay, great, that's good, you're hired. And I think that kids are sometimes unnecessarily depressed and disappointed because they're not going to get to go to school. And then the other thing people will say is, well, you know, you work for a few years and save some money, and then you go back and go to college later. How often does that happen? How often? How many people do you know that at 35, they went, okay, I saved a few bucks, I'm going to college?
Yeah.
not very often. But that's one of the things they tell you when you're young. They say, well, maybe after high school, you work 2, 3, 4 years, you save some money, and then you'll have that tuition. You'll be able to start and go to school. Now, what happens is you get out, you find probably a decent job that you kind of like, and you just keep doing that. And then do it better and better and better and get a promotion, get a raise, go to work for another company. So look at the phones are already lighting up. I haven't given the number yet. I would love, and this is for parents too, to listen to. Yes, if you have the opportunity to go to college and you have the means and somebody can pay the tuition or you can work your way through, if you can do that, sure, of course you're going to be better off, but that's not necessarily the answer. And it also doesn't mean or guarantee that you're going to get a job or a better job, depending, again, on what you're doing, than you would have gotten if you didn't have the degree. We get a lot of calls. We're just going to get right to them. Then we'll do some Burke segment later. I got an email yesterday, by the way. A guy's a new listener. He goes, what's a Burke segment? What does that mean? So one of these days we'll explain that again, too. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Ted joins us. Hello, Ted.
Hey, how we doing there, Frank? This is Ted Bethnam.
Great. Ted, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I thought I was just listening to your station, AM PM. Gotta tell you.
There you go.
I never went to college. I've been married 45 years, but by another year I'm gonna give it up. I'm gonna appraise that $300,000 house. I got a bass boat. I got a 66 Plymouth Fury.
What kind of work do you do?
I worked at a printing company for 30 years before it shut down, and now I'm working as a courier for Labcorp. Probably seen them silver cars running around St. Louis. We're about 100 miles from you guys.
Now, do you have any college at all?
No, not a bit at all. Matter of fact, it took me 13 years to get out of school.
Yeah, well, and now listen, it seemed like it was longer than that to me. Let me ask you one other question. Have you ever, because my answer to this is no. The question is, have you ever felt inferior somehow that you don't have a college degree?
No, I don't. Not been at all. I'm just as good as they are, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm better than them. I mean, I'm not prejudiced or anything like that, but, you know, I'm just as good as they are.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ted, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one, Frank. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing, people. Even if I'm around people and they've all been to college, it's never made me feel weird. Now, I do sometimes wish I had a bigger vocabulary and I wish I knew about some things I don't, but it doesn't mean I wish, if I had to do over again, I wish I'd gone to school. Because first of all, you got to factor in the fact that I hated school.
Oh.
And going to college means 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more years of that very thing that I couldn't wait to get out of. Now, some people like to study. They're good students. I didn't like it. I hated it. So, to me, it was like, woo, getting out of prison when I graduated from high school. Here's Gary. Hello, Gary. How are you?
AM and a PM, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm guessing you do not have a college degree.
Well, no, actually, I've got two things. I do have a college degree, but what my degree is in civil engineering could not be any different than what I've done for a living for the last 33 years in the fact that I am a truck driver, and I own my own little itty-bitty trucking company.
And I would imagine, though, that college certainly didn't hurt because you had some knowledge, basic knowledge of business or mathematics that you wouldn't have had otherwise. It didn't hurt you.
Well, the mathematics, definitely.
But your point, I know your point, and it's one that many people, it's a story many people have, and that is that they get out of college and they realize what they end up doing. My son, one of my sons, is a journalism degree from Mizzou. He runs a restaurant. Okay, so I know what you're saying. Sometimes what you end up doing has nothing to do with a degree.
The thing that I tell people most, that I think I benefited most from college, was the fact that it didn't so much teach me so many things, but it taught me how to think. It taught me how to think logically, how to think rationally, and how to get from point A to point B through a thought process.
And I think business and working will also teach you that.
Being definitely does. And I mean, I had no business classes when I was in school. It was all, you know, engineering, mathematics, physics, chemistry, you know, your general studies junk and things like that. But I mean, I had absolutely no business school whatsoever. And yet I've been doing this for going on 34 years now.
Now for those, again, and the whole point of this is for those who are bummed out because, yeah, crap, I'm not going to be able to go to college. My parents can't afford it. I can't seem to be. It's not the end of the world. Can you, without getting too personal, can you, how old are you, first of all?
56.
All right. And can you give me a rough idea of income? You don't have to, but you're comfortable and you're happy with your life, right?
Oh, yeah. I tell people that this job has allowed me to keep up two habits that I've become extremely accustomed to, eating regular and living indoors. and Dan will tell you that it's also allowed me to keep up my hockey habit.
That's right.
Oh, you know this guy.
He's a goalie. He's a good goalie.
Well, see, and that's important to make enough money to have some dough for something you like to do that's a hobby or whatever it is. Gary, I appreciate the call.
Well, I got one more thing. When you were talking about how time flies and how you don't know where the time's gone.
Okay.
And I told Dan that I've come up with what's called the toilet paper theory. And this is, you can imagine, a fresh roll of toilet paper. Everybody starts out in life with a fresh roll of toilet paper. And when you start, you know, you peel it off one sheet at a time. And that would signify a year or a time period or whatever. And when you first start, it seems like forever that you just keep peeling and peeling and peeling. And the size of that roll hasn't gone down. But then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you look at it, well, it's not as big as what it was, but it's still got a substantial amount on it. And then the next thing you know, it's like, holy cow, I'm down to the end of the roll.
Now, you know who can't relate to this? Peon and I cannot relate to this. We don't use toilet paper.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
but it's like, it's just a, you know, it's just a matter of perspective. You only have, as a little kid, Your time that you've been on this earth is very short, so every day.
Now that's a great point. And you've got the whole thing ahead of you, laid out in front of you like the whole roll of paper. That's a great analogy.
So that's what I wanted to share.
Gary, thank you.
So for Peon, and Frank, you would have to say wet wipes, and you keep pulling one out.
Wow, these are going to last forever, and then we get down to the bottom of the pack.
You
and
can't
go,
see your progress. That's
And then all of a sudden, the
well, you can. It's not as thick.
And then all of a sudden, the last one is real wet there because it's in the juice down there on the bottom.
I'm going to take some more calls here. If you haven't figured it out, our topic, we're talking to people who don't have college degrees, and have still, you know, been able to eat, raise kids, have a decent life, take vacation. It's not the end of the world. Ben, I think, is next. Would that be right, Dan?
Yep.
Ben, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. I'm hoping you don't have a college degree.
I actually do, but I called because you said something. You called because you said people don't typically go back to school, I guess, at a certain age and get a college degree.
Well, not usually.
Well, I got out of high school, did a community college. I felt like I was treading water, so I took a job. Paid fairly well for being 18 years old. Still with the job, actually. But about 5-6 years ago, I decided to go back to school, and I really enjoyed it. It took me 4 years, going a couple nights a week. And I was in a classroom with adults who actually cared and were there to study, not just a bunch of kids who might not have that goal in mind, that they're just maybe there because their parents want them to be there, or, you know, they have other motives, partying and that. So,
but those are the ones. Those are the kids I want in my classroom because I'd like to think I'm smart. I'm the smartest kid in class. If everybody else is young.
When you're shelling the money out of your own pocket, you kind of want to really get as much out of it as you can, I guess.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
What do you go back to school to study?
I went back and got a degree in business administration, which is a pretty broad degree. It's just a lot of business courses and a liberal education as far as all different studies,
Well, good for you.
So, I mean, I haven't really put the degree to use yet. I've used more of my work experience, I guess.
How old are you?
I'm 30 years old, and you said this a long time ago. It's always stuck with me. You said, life for business, sometimes things don't seem to take off till you're about 30 years old. I remember you telling telling something on the air one day about, you know, things don't really start till then. So, and I mean, I have family started and,
and it's true, and it's true, and it may now be more like 40, because these people that are 26, 27 going, oh, my goodness, I'm nowhere, I've gone nowhere. You're 27, and you might not really start working for you till you're 40, 30, certainly.
Right, and my wife and I, we both work, and, I mean, we do all right, so.
Good for you.
We're not missing any meals or any mortgage payments, so.
All right, well, Ben, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right. Let me get Chris in here before we break. Hello, Chris, how are you?
Hey, Frank and the gang, I got to say this is a privilege. I've listened to you for a long time, first-time caller.
Welcome aboard. Call anytime. How can we,
here's what I got to say. It's kind of quick and short. When I was in high school, I had my superintendent told me I'd never be nothing. Never be anything.
Yeah.
To my face, I graduated from high school. I do not have a college education. I am dyslexic. I've made anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000 every year.
And by the way, what a great motivator that guy was to tell a kid in high school, you'll never amount to anything.
Yeah.
That's a great motivation.
Absolutely. You know, I graduated with 152 detentions. So,
whoa.
You know,
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that a record?
You should be in prison.
Probably. But you know what? I have two stepdaughters that their father paid for their education, college education. They can't find a job in the field that they studied.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not a guarantee.
You know what? I have a 13-year-old son. I would prefer him to go to a trade school, learn a trade, do something that you love. I have. It's not the end of the world.
Did you ever hear Mike Rowe speak? Mike Rowe is the guy who does the Ford commercials and the Dirtiest Job show. Did you ever hear this guy speak about trade schools? He's brilliant. First of all, he's a like valedictorian. He's a very bright guy. He's very well educated. But he's a big believer in learning a trade that not everybody, we put so much emphasis on going to college and getting a degree that sometimes is just a generic degree that isn't insurance of anything. If you ever get a chance to go online and watch this guy speak, it's fascinating, because essentially what he says is the world will always need brick masons, carpenters, secretaries, you know, down the line, things that you don't need a degree for, but jobs that we need filled.
Absolutely. I will go on and look at that and show it to my son. You know what? It's not the end of the world, people. Don't stress if you can't pay for your kids' college. It's not the end of the world.
It's like Christmas every year. I make my little speech because I feel bad for people who have kids and they can't get them the things for Christmas that the kids want. And it's devastating and it's sad, but it's not that big a deal. And in the end, when years go by, and they'll go by fast, that kid will never come to you and go, wow, thanks for being such a great dad and getting me all those toys.
Absolutely. And here's one thing I will have to say. Everything that I have, Frank, I have bought through my hard work, and I appreciate everything that I have. I didn't have nobody give that education to me. It's what I've done. It's the way I've tried to teach my kids and my son, and it's hard work.
You understand what when somebody uses the word pride, you understand what that word means, because you're proud and you should
absolutely
be proud. All right,
absolutely.
Hey man, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a great. I love this topic. If we have time, I'll tell you my story is actually, I think, kind of interesting, because I was literally not just put on probation. That comes first. Suspended, kicked out, said, get out, don't come back, go, you're gone, you cannot come back to this school. Kicked out of college twice. And for some reason, I never felt worthless over it. I knew why it happened. I knew it was because I just hated school. I didn't want to study. But I did go back just long enough to make a pretty good grade one semester to show everybody I wasn't stupid. And then I left. I quit. Because I couldn't end it on a failing note. Because I knew I wasn't stupid. But that's kind of what the world thinks when you tell them you're kicked out of school twice. Especially if it's grades related. And it was. It wasn't behavior. Well, he must really be stupid. Kicked out twice for grades. Take a break. We'll come back. We'll pick this back up. Mr. Londoff has asked me to step in for him again today, and I'm proud to do that. Our business is pretty good, by the way. Thank you for that. And this is a crucial time of month. I know we say this every month, but you know, here we are the 27th, and I'm sure it's not just General Motors, it's all these other car makers. They pay real close attention to how well dealers do toward the end of the month. Crunch time, quota time, because how well you do and how much you sell, that's what determines what you're going to get shipped to you the next month, how much inventory you're going to have. So a lot of the things he says are kind of repetitive, but there's a reason for that, because the cycle repeats itself every month. They do need trade-ins. They do need to sell vehicles. They need to get the stuff off the lot and replace it with other things. And all dealers can say that. But all dealers don't make the car buying process as enjoyable as they do at Johnny Londo. They don't. I know. I've bought from half the dealers in St. Louis, I think, I've bought vehicles from. And I've not bought vehicles at dealerships in St. Louis. And in a couple of cases, told them I would never buy a vehicle there simply because of the way they treated me, the way they acted, or just it was... Or the way they treated somebody else. We had a friend who, female, and she went to a very well-known dealership in town. And, you know, in this 21st century, the salesman was stupid enough to say to her, "Why don't you go home and get your husband?" And she has a great job. And she calls me and tells me this. She says, "Can you believe it?" She said, I go in, I tell them what I want. And they didn't even let her get as far as a test drive. And they just said, "You know what, when can you go get your husband and come back?" And, boy, she was furious. She calls me, and this was a few years ago, and I had it was right before Londoff came on board, and I'll tell you, I don't mind telling you who it was, because they're out of business now. Ken Bellman, and I worked with him for 9 years, and I called them and I said, "Here's the situation." They said, "You send her over here." But I'm telling you, they made a deal so fast, they had exactly what you wanted. That's what happens at a place like Londoff. They know how to treat people. And that's what I like about this place. It reminds me very much of the way Ken used to do business. And I like that way of doing business. Making everybody feel good, from the person that barely qualified for a car loan, who's buying a pre-owned vehicle, and it's a big, big deal to this person. They may be buying something 4 years old, but my goodness, it's the newest car they've had in 10 years, and they're ecstatic, and they should be. And you should make sure they feel exactly the same as the guy who just drove off in a $60,000 Suburban, because it's as big a deal to the other person. That's how they do business. I'm telling you, it's like the dental thing. People freaked out. They're afraid to go to the dentist. You people who make the statement, "Oh, man, I'd rather do anything than go buy a new car," I'm guessing you haven't been here. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Not going to give you any numbers today. You can find those online. Londoff.com, 24/7. Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Meet me.
All right, let's see how the roads look right now and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, not much happening. We've got a stall on eastbound 70 at 79. A little bit of slow traffic on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland, and again between 270 and Mason. This traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new lunch combos featuring the artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich go down, productivity goes up. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
And here we go. I'm Kelly Jackson, coming up Friday morning on McGraw Live. We'll get you ready for the Friday commute with traffic from Tim Weiland. Jim Holder has sports, and I'll bring you the latest local news. Plus, David Blaustein reviews movies opening this week. And the board meeting is in session starting at 9 a.m. with State Rep Don Deal, Attorney Jane Duker, and the Post Tony Messenger. Join us starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you opened up your heating bills for the winter this year? Have you totaled them all up? What's if I were to tell you that with one simple phone call, you could save 30% on your energy bills? That one phone call is to Aladdin Insulation. Aladdin Insulation has been around since 1947. They've been serving St. Louis through and through. Their reputation is fantastic. They'll come to your house and give you a free energy analysis. They will check your R value. And if your R value is not high enough, they'll make sure your R value gets to the point where you can save some serious money on your energy bills. Insulation and energy savings is the thing that is going on right now. Big businesses are doing it. So why not you, the homeowner, save up to 30% on your energy bills with Aladdin Installation, serving St. Louis since 1947. 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Aladdin and Aladdin Installation can save you big on your heating and cooling bills. Call Aladdin Installation today.
Granite Busters is the region's number one name in granite countertop savings.
And for a limited time only, they're making an offer you can't refuse.
45 square feet of Category A granite countertops.
A stainless steel undermount sink.
A sink grate.
And a plumbing hookup.
All this for under $2,000.
Just $19.99.55.
Questions? Call Granite Busters right now at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit the Granite Busters showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard.
You'll find over 125 colors and more than 500 granite and quartz slabs in stock.
That's the biggest selection around.
And at Granite Busters, they feature digital templating, laser stone fabrication, and expert installation, all 100% free.
Upgrade to granite countertops right now.
Call, visit, or log on at granitebusters.com.
The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters.
New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is an important message from High Z Advisory Group. If you own mutual funds, listen closely. You may be paying unnecessary fees that could be costing you thousands. If you own $100,000 or more in mutual funds, call the offices of High Z Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116 for a no-obligation review. High Z Advisory Group will review your fee structure to help determine your real gains. Unnecessary fees could add up to thousands a year, especially to those with balances of over $100,000. Know what your real fees are. Call 314-909-1116 right now for your no-obligation review. It's your right to know these costs, and High Z Advisory Group can help. So if you own $100,000 or more in mutual funds, don't wait. Call this number, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids. We're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive, and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Make sure you're easy to find online with a mobile-optimized website from Hibu. We'll build you an eye-catching website that looks great on laptops, tablets, and phones. And we'll help more visitors find your site with $600 of free search engine marketing with Google AdWords when you buy a Hibu website's premium package. To find out more, visit Hibu.com. Hibu, made for business. Terms and conditions apply. Only available with the Hibu website's premium package, which includes design service, wave assist, and video. See Hibu.com. Offer ends May 31st. 3 months free search engine marketing with Google AdWords valued at $200 a month.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000. St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Need freaky fast delivery?
Let Jimmy John's do the driving. Order Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Sandwich Delivery today.
Yummy good.
Freaky Fast.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's get back to the phone. So they're hot. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Jim is up next. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for holding.
AM, first off.
Yeah, thank you. You have a degree?
Well, first off, let me tell you, if you use big words, most of your audience wouldn't listen.
Well, so and by the way, I believe that, one, and I've said several times, Dennis Miller, Bob Costas, these guys are very well-spoken, but they use words I can't understand. I will never use a word the audience doesn't understand, because I don't know those words.
That's good for you.
And most of America doesn't.
Let me answer your question.
Sure.
No high school diploma, no college, spent 3 years in jail before I was 16. At 17, went to the military, 3 years in the military.
Now, hang on, back up. You spent 3 years in jail?
Before I was 16. I had a latitude problem back then.
Wow.
And then got out of that and turned that around, went to the service at 17, got out of that, logged for a while and drove a truck. And got into refrigeration, air conditioning, and my dad told me, if you're not afraid to work and keep your name clean, you'll make a dollar, and that's what I've always done. And I've retired already, retired very well off, but I've always kept my name clean and always wasn't afraid to work.
Wow, good
and
for you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Good for you, man. How old were you when you retired?
I'm 62 when I retired, actually. I'm going to be 65 this month.
A lot of people are still going to be working at 70 because they didn't have a plan and they didn't have ambition and they didn't want to work, just like you just said. And the other thing you said that I think is important is, you know, these people, especially young people that think, well, I did something bad. I've got this on my record, blah, 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 blah. You know what? No. Tim Allen has made tens of millions of dollars, and Tim Allen was in prison for 2 years. So was Mark Wahlberg. So was Robert Downey Jr. So was Merle Haggard. They were all in prison, and they made a fortune, and they turned.
What we have is a room called a crybaby room. If you want to cry, poor me. Some restaurants say men's room, and then nowadays I don't even know if they have them where multi rooms. But you can feel sorry, or you can do something. Right. And when you want to do something, just don't be afraid to work and try. You can learn something if you're not afraid to try. I didn't know squat. And, I mean, I went from, in the military was good for me. I got out of that, tried logging. That didn't work. Was a truck driver for a little bit, and I was literally walking across the parking lot in Arlington, Texas, and the guy said, hey, can you fix a dishwasher? I did not even know what a dishwasher was. And that's how I started my dishwasher was my wife. I didn't know they made electric ones.
Hey.
I really didn't. You're talking about country fried reject boy here, but I just know. I raised two boys, and I said, and both of them don't like manual work, and that's great. One is a police officer in Collinsville, and one is a personal trainer in Fairview. He likes to take fat guys like me and make them skinny. I don't listen to him.
Yeah.
But what do you want? And that's when I ask kids, what do you want? Then that's what you have to make the necessary decision to get it. But if you're afraid to work and you think people owe you, there's a McDonald's in your future. There's a Walmart in your future. No disrespect on people working that.
No, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing I don't think people understand sometimes. Sometimes you have to take that job that is not really the job you were dreaming about or envisioned, but it'll get you to the other job. Sometimes you got to do something you don't maybe want to do. You're not going to do it forever.
No.
You know, nothing's forever. What a great call.
I appreciate you guys, a lot of your conversation that you have. And I really wanted you to talk. I tried to call the other day when you were sick, and you said you wasn't going to talk much.
Yeah.
I think you talked more that whole day than you usually do. So.
Yeah, I probably did.
That didn't work.
That sounds about right. Jim, what a great call. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And now Roman. That's a name that I'd like to have had that name. Roman. Hello, Roman.
Hey, Frank. How are you, sir?
What's your story? Tell me you don't have a college degree.
No, I don't have a college degree. Graduated high school.
And tell me you've had a roof over your head and you ate pretty well and you had a pretty good life so far.
Well, so far, yeah.
All right.
So far, so good. I started my own upholstery business.
Yeah.
What it is, it's a job I learned in the service as a parachute rigger. And I had the aptitude for operating sewing machines, which a lot of people in the service was thought kind of girly, but hey. I did it and excelled at it. Got out and worked at a couple of sewing places and invented a few items. And then
Whoa! You invented a few items.
Well, I come up with some pretty cool stuff. It's just that I had no business skills and I was buying the fabric a little higher than. Like, I had no money.
Yeah.
And nobody believed in anything that I had going on, anything that I was doing. Oh, you'll never make a living doing that. No, it was just all negative. Well, now the banks want to loan me money. Everybody's recanted their stories. Like, wow, I never would have thought that. And
one of the reasons in your life that people tell you things aren't going to work and that's never going to happen and don't do that is they don't want it to work for you. People are jealous of other people. They are. And once you do better than somebody else, that somebody else all of a sudden doesn't like you anymore. Because they don't like it that you were willing to do something they weren't willing to do. They don't factor that into it. All they see is you got something they don't have. They weren't willing to do what you were willing to do. And I'm telling you, it's amazing what happens when people find out that you're doing better than they're doing. They'll sabotage you. They'll try to mess it up. They'll try to discourage you. People are weird.
Well, you people are weird. That's right.
Yeah. So are you retired or are you still working?
No, I'm still working. Yeah.
And you're still in the upholstery business?
I operate a mobile upholstery shop.
What's the name of it? Let's give it a plug. What's the name of it?
Fitness Upholstery Specialist, LLC. Find me on Facebook.
Fitness
Upholstery
Specialist. All right. Well, get ready for some people to call you. I'm sure somebody needs some upholstery done.
Well, I currently work every day, literally.
Oh, well, good. Yeah. That's a good thing. Roman, good for you. Thanks for the call.
All right, sir. Take care. A.M. and P.M.
There you go. Can we sneak one more in? No? Yeah?
Sure.
Let me get Mary in here. Hello, Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm A.M. and P.M.
Of course you are.
Hallelujah.
What's your story?
Well, you know who I am.
Now you're Mary.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I never finished high school. I went to about the 10th grade in high school, and that was as far as I went. And no, I never seen it inside of a college door for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my husband, we raised 4 children. I'm going to tell you something. They've all made very well. The oldest one, she works for one of those big companies in California. Mm-hmm. She makes about 100 grand a year. Mm-hmm. She never finished high school either, but she had to go back. But she didn't finish it like she should have done it.
Right.
And then the other one, she works for a big company here, and she's a tax person, and she never seen the inside of a college for herself. She sends her son to college. And then my other daughter, the youngest daughter, when she was 18 years old, she got married. When she was 18 years old, she got a job working for a big real estate conglomerate. She'll be 50 years old next month. She's vice president. She makes buku money.
Yeah.
She travels. And our son, he went in the Navy when he was 18 years old. He did 20 years in there, came out, and he was a senior chief recruiter for the Navy. They want him to come back, and he'd be 49 years old pretty soon. He'd be 49 years old pretty soon. They want him to come back, and he could go back if he wanted to. And right now he's working for the state. He got a good job for the state job. And one of their sons is in the military, and he's a security guard over there in one of the big places over there, and he makes about 100 grand a year. You don't
He's a security guard? He makes $100,000 a year?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Where is this?
That's not common for security guards.
No.
That's not a standard security guard paycheck.
He'd be 28 years old.
He's 28. He makes 100 grand as a security guard.
Holy moly.
I mean, Mary, you did something right here. The good news here is it sounds to me like you got a lot of kids who need to be taking real good care of mommy and daddy pretty soon.
Oh, don't worry. They all do.
Okay, good. Well, they should.
They all do. And all right. The one that's the security guard, he works for one of those companies that, I don't know, anyway, they send people over there to be security. Be security for those different places over there in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran, you know.
Right.
This makes the second time he's been over there, and you don't pay no taxes when you go there.
That's right.
You don't pay no taxes. So what he makes is tax-free money, and when he's not there, then he's a policeman, because he is a policeman. He's a policeman, and he has a college education. And the younger one of the three boys, he went to one of these technical schools here in St. Louis, and he has his own garage. He's 26 years old. He has his own garage. And the other daughter, that's the tax person, her son goes to college.
You know, Mary, I can already tell. You're the person you don't walk up to and go, so, Mary, how are your kids?
Oh, God, you don't want to do that to me.
Get ready to sit down for an hour. Yeah.
And my The daughter that lives in California, her son, he works for one of those big security companies on the West Coast.
And not a college degree in the bunch.
He went to college, but he didn't finish college.
Nah, that's my story. Mary, we're out of time, but this is a great story. Thank you very much.
And it's all true. It can all be verified.
I don't doubt you for a minute. I believe it's true. Thank you, Mary.
And love you, Frank.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Mm. All right. She loves me. That's good. Mm-hmm. You know what? I love people's stories. I do. Unless you ask for them, Mary's the exception. You know, I always say, my wife, if you ask me, how are your kids? I go, they're fine. If you ask my wife, oh, our daughter works for Prince. She lives in California now. Our two sons, one lives in jail. She starts telling the entire life story just because somebody said, how are your kids? I think Mary's kind of like you. Mary, well, how are your kids? You hear what we just heard. Good for her, man. You can tell she's real proud of them, too. And again, we're not knocking college. We're not knocking it. We're just saying sometimes when you're younger, not getting invited to the prom is the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. Not getting stuff when you're a little kid because your parents didn't have any money for Christmas that you wanted. Not the end of the world. Not even that important, but boy, it is to you then. To then, it's everything. How popular am I? You know, why do I have zits? All this stuff that is such a big, big deal. And wow, one day you realize it wasn't a big deal at all. Other things are a much bigger deal. Now, if you do well, college or no college, and you've got a little money, and you think, we don't want to move, we love our house, but man, we hate this kitchen. Who are you going to call? I don't know. Tom Price, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. If you're smart, that's who you'll call. There are other places to call. I can't speak for them because they've never done my kitchen. Thompson Price has done my kitchen and every bathroom in our house about a year apart over a period of 3 or 4 years. So I know I'm very familiar with the work they do and the quality of that work and the integrity of that company. They're not cheap. You're not going to get a $5,000 kitchen, but you will get every dollar's worth. And the sign of a really good kitchen remodeling job or bathroom remodeling job is how happy are you with it 12 years later, 15 years later. Everything's great for a year. Everything's great when it's brand new. Test of time. That's the real test. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Check it out. All the information is there. Don't go away because we are coming back. We've got a whole hour to kick things around. 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A new report exonerates New Jersey Governor Chris Christie of any involvement in the lane closing scandal known as Bridgegate, but the report was written by